Listen, everybody, to the words I have to say. Better get ready, because the Lord is coming one day.
Thank you for tuning in to the Prophet Daniel's Report. This is Daniel White IV, the eldest son of Daniel White III. The intro music that you just heard is my late grandfather, Daniel White Jr., singing a song titled Get Ready. Today, my father, Daniel White III, is going to share with you news and information relating to biblical prophecy so that you can be prepared for the second coming of Jesus Christ. Daniel White III is the national best-selling author of over 20 books, including Just Jesus and The Prayer Motivator. He has spoken in meetings across the United States and in 23 foreign countries, and is the president of Gospelite Society and Torch Ministries International. Now, here's your host, Daniel White III.
Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, my name is Daniel White III, here to remind you that the Lord Jesus Christ is coming back one day, and I believe soon, and that you need to be prepared. You need to get ready. This podcast is not about predictions, nor is it about setting dates, as some people foolishly have done in the past, and they are all dead. However, it is all about preparation. In the words of one preacher, get ready, get ready, get ready. First today, let's look at some signs of his coming in the news. The disciples asked Jesus in Matthew chapter 24, verse 3, as you might recall, what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world? Jesus Christ gave them and us clear signs that show us when we can begin to expect to see the coming of the Lord and the end of the world as we know it. Looking at world events through the lens of the Word of God, let's look at some headlines from today's news that point to the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. First today, under the sign category of pestilences and fatal epidemic diseases, according to a Johns Hopkins University tally, the global death toll attributed to the novel coronavirus hit 346,269 early Tuesday. In the 3 months since the virus was first identified in Wuhan, China, it has infected at least 5,497,538 people worldwide. And within a few hours at this recording in America, even with their inaccurate count officially, and even though it has been reported over this past day that states are not counting all of the dead, the official count from Johns Hopkins University of the dead from the novel coronavirus plague will be over 100,000 souls. Second today, under the sign category of Arab hostility toward Israel, according to the Jerusalem Post, Supreme Leader of the Islamic Republic of Iran, Ali Khamenei, published an anti-Semitic poster on Tuesday evoking Nazi Germany's final solution that destroyed European Jewry in order to advance Tehran's quest to abolish Israel. The poster's language reads, "Palestine will be free. The final solution, resistance, is referendum." Khomeini displayed the anti-Semitic poster in English, Farsi, and Arabic on his official homepage. The picture shows a conquered Jerusalem with photos of the late Islamic Revolutionary Guards Corps Quds Force leader Qasem Soleimani. The poster was released from Khomeini's office to celebrate Quds Day, the annual Iranian regime rally calling for Israel's destruction. Third today, under the sign category of earthquakes in diverse places. According to San Francisco Gate, the ground has come alive in a pocket of western Nevada. A magnitude 6.5 earthquake rocked a remote region 35 miles west of Tonopah on May the 15th, and hundreds of aftershocks have followed. An event this corner of the county hasn't seen in over half a century. The initial big quake struck at 4:03 a.m. last Friday east of the Sierra Nevada, roughly halfway between Reno and Las Vegas. According to the U.S. Geological Survey, it was the largest to hit Nevada in 66 years and caused cracking along U.S. 95 in Esmeralda County and broke some windows. Since then, a dozen aftershocks of 4.5 and above and 500 quakes of 2.5 and above have been recorded near Tonopah since the 6.5 quake. Now, my beloved, it is time for Prophecy Boot Camp. Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready for the second coming of Christ? Do you have the blessed hope in your heart? Prophecy Boot Camp is where we deal with the basics, the fundamentals of prophecy, the second coming of Christ, and what will happen in the future according to the Bible, the Word of God. Our aim here is not to make predictions, but to help you get prepared by understanding how things will unfold in the end times. Our topic for today is titled, "How Certain is Christ's Second Coming, Part 2," from Dr. Tim LaHaye, who is now home with the Lord in heaven, and Dr. Ed Heinsohn's book, The Essential Guide to Bible Prophecy. Beloved, to help you appreciate the New Testament's emphasis on the coming of Christ, let's take a quick look at its books one at a time. Matthew, two entire chapters, 24 and 25, are devoted to this subject, often called the Olivet Discourse. This message was delivered just prior to our Lord's death. This sermon contains the most important and chronology of future events found in Scripture, with the exception of the book of Revelation. In the book of Mark, Mark devotes chapter 13 to the Olivet Discourse, prophecies of the end times, culminating in the second coming of Christ. Luke, this great first century historian and doctor, included the second coming prophecies in chapters 17 and 21 of this book. He wrote, "Then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with great power and great glory." If the Lord tarries his coming and we live, we will continue looking at this topic and others in our next podcast. Beloved, in closing, let's consider what God wants you and I to do in light of his second coming. For this information that I'm giving you is of no value if we don't occupy until he comes. In other words, if we don't serve him earnestly until he comes. Jesus Christ said in Luke 19:13, to occupy till I come. In light of that, we are continuing our journey through the book Coming Events and Present Duties by Dr. J.C. Ryle. It is a collection of what he called prophetic tracts that focus on the believer's duty in light of the signs which point to the second coming of Jesus Christ. This section is titled Idolatry to be Destroyed at Christ's Coming, Part 15. Dr. J.C. Ryle writes, "But let us now turn from the past to the present. Let us examine the question which most concerns ourselves. Let us consider in what form idolatry presents itself to us as a sin of the visible Church of Christ in our own time. I find no difficulty in answering this question. I feel no hesitation in affirming that idolatry never yet assumed a more glaring form than it does in the Church of Rome at this very day. And here I come to a subject on which it is hard to speak because of the times we live in, but the whole truth ought to be spoken by ministers of Christ without respect of times and prejudices, and I should not lie down in peace after preaching on idolatry if I did not declare my solemn conviction that idolatry is one of the crying sins of which the Church of Rome is guilty. I say this in all sadness. I say it acknowledging fully that we have our faults in our own church, and practically, perhaps in some quarters, not a little idolatry, but formal, recognized, systematic idolatry I believe we are free from at all events. While as for the Church of Rome, if there is not in her worship an enormous quantity of systematic, organized idolatry, I frankly confess I do not know what idolatry is. My beloved, if the Lord tarries his coming and we live, we will continue looking at this topic in our next podcast. Let's pray. Holy Father God, prepare our hearts for your appearance. Holy Father God, help your people to believe your holy word, and help us to get ready for your second coming. Help us to keep the blessed hope alive in our hearts and lives. And Holy Father God, I pray that when you come, you will find us faithful. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and forsake. Amen. If you are not ready for the return of the Lord Jesus Christ, may I encourage you to get ready. Get ready today by receiving him as your Savior. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, that is, perish in hell, but have everlasting life." Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul, and he will. Romans 10:13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Keep looking up, dear friend, for your redemption draweth nigh. Let us join in the prayer of John the Revelator when he prayed, "Even so come, Lord Jesus." God bless you.
Thanks for tuning in to the Prophet Daniel's Report. Remember, you can stay up to date with prophecy news and events on our website at secondcomingherald.com. If you would like to know more about accepting Jesus Christ as your Savior, what to do after salvation, or looking for a good church home, please visit GospelLightSociety.com for more information. This radio broadcast can be heard daily on Live 365, BCNNRadio7.com, GospelLightWorldRadio.com, Buzzsprout, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and can be downloaded from numerous outlets online. God bless, and until next time, keep looking up for your redemption draw if not.
You got to get your business straight.
He's coming again.
Yes.
He's coming again.
Don't